This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. The same left-wing journalists who have been trying to get Trump indicted, criminally indicted, with false accusations of treason, are now themselves freaking out and saying that if they don't get rid of Trump, that they might all end up imprisoned. And that would be horrible because they're journalists. Well, first of all, they're not journalists at all. They don't even qualify as journalists. They pretend to be journalists. You know, a real journalist would be someone who attempts to report the truth. There's no one in the left-wing media that attempts to report the truth about anything related to Trump or the Democrats or, you know, politics at all. For example, if it turned out that President Trump had, let's say, pressured the government of Ukraine to force one of their big natural gas companies to funnel $60,000 a month to Trump's son, Donald Trump Jr., and that they had done so for, let's say, a long period of time, enough to transfer over $850,000 to Trump's son, and that if Trump had demanded that the government of Ukraine fire a prosecutor in Ukraine that was looking into this corruption, if that had happened under Trump, the media would be going insane. The so-called journalists would be talking about that every day, demanding his resignation, demanding his criminal indictment. And yet, by the way, none of that has been done by Trump, but all of that has been done by Joe Biden. And there's not a peep from the media, not a word. The media doesn't consist of journalists anymore. They are nothing but Democrat operatives, and every last one of them working for these outfits like New York Times, Washington Post, CNN, MSNBC, and so on. They're all traitors. They're all treasonous enemies of the state, and every last one of them deserves to be criminally investigated, indicted, and if found guilty in a court of law, imprisoned. And the reason that they're freaking out about the possibility of so many of them ending up in prison is because they know they are guilty of treason. They know they have colluded with the deep state. In fact, what's been going on since really 2015 is that you have this triangle of corruption and deep state power. You have the intelligence community, the Democrat lawmakers, and the media. And these three are colluding with each other. It's a giant revolving door. CNN pays off the deep state leakers, hires them as news analysts. And then the leakers fabricate fake accusations against Trump and push them over to the media. So the media can run news that claims, oh, Trump pressured Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden. How horrible. And then the Democrat lawmakers can quote the media and demand impeachment. So you have this three-pronged evil team, this collusion, this cartel of these three parties, and all of them are guilty. All of them belong behind bars. And I hope that there's still a day that will come when Trump will invoke the Insurrection Act and unleash the military police across America to arrest and charge these criminals, these traitors, and prosecute them under military tribunals because they are engaged in acts of treason. Make no mistake, like John Brennan is a traitor. John Brennan has carried out so many crimes as the head of one sector of the deep state for so many years. You know, he should be convicted and sentenced to the most serious sentence that a court can hand down, because that corrupt piece of crap, treasonous traitor, has tried to overthrow this country, destroy democracy, nullify the will of the voters. He has been part of this cabal involving James Comey and Robert Mueller and Hillary Clinton and frankly, Barack Obama and others who have been going all out to try to destroy Trump and overthrow the results of the election. And they have very nearly succeeded. So it makes you wonder, doesn't it? Makes you wonder, who's going to stop these people? Well, the answer is Trump. But that's why they're trying to destroy him. they know now that they can never defeat Trump in the 2020 election. They have to destroy him through false accusations, fabricated documents, fabricated whistleblowers who are nothing but deep state spies. You know, this is what they do now. They fabricate everything. They fake everything. And the journalists, so-called journalists, are in on it because they're not journalists. Again, if you were a real journalist, you would be willing to ask questions and report fairly. You wouldn't just be a tool of the deep state or the DNC, which is really what the left-wing media is today. You would be able to think for yourself. You would question everything in government, not just Trump. You know, where are the questions about Hunter Biden and the DNC and CrowdStrike? Where are the questions about actually the leaks from the DNC servers that were sent over to WikiLeaks, about the real origins of those? I mean, what about the corruption of Hillary Clinton and all the hundreds of millions of dollars that she was given by these big, wealthy international oligarchs before the 2016 election? You talk about corruption. It's Joe Biden, it's Barack Obama, it's Hillary Clinton. Those people belong behind bars. And there's a whole lot of pretend journalists who are nothing but left-wing operators who belong behind bars with them. And now that the deep state has just flat out declared war on President Trump, it's obvious now. It's a total war on Trump. I'm wondering if Trump is finally getting closer to that moment when he will make that decision to say, yep, it's time to have the military police go out and arrest all the top people at the FBI, the DOJ, the CIA. I mean, he's gone to war with the intelligence community. And at some point, you got to clean them out. You got to drain the swamp because they are running this country. Do you understand? It doesn't matter who's elected. Everyone is beholden to the deep state because the deep state has way too much power, the power to surveil, the power to blackmail, the power to threaten, the power to fabricate, the power to leak. All this power has been derived from, by the way, the Patriot Act, which was expanded after the staged 9/11 attacks, specifically for that purpose, to expand the powers of the deep state, to make sure that no one like Trump could ever threaten the power monopoly of the deep state. That's what this was really all about. And if you think about it, the deep state is, they are a very, very dangerous opponent. And that's why Senator Schumer said, you know, don't go up against the deep state. They have six ways from Sunday getting back at you. And that's what they're doing to Trump right now. It's exactly what they're doing. They're trying to take him out without assassinating him. They're trying to discredit him right now. But make no mistake that when this fails, and it will fail, if Trump wins re-election, they will unleash the assassins. They will put out a bounty on Trump's head of $100 million or something like that. They will have multiple international assassination teams trying to take him out, which is why I say President Trump should probably consider going to war with the deep state and issuing bounties on all the deep state traitors and have legal bounty hunters across the United States of America go arrest those people. Issue arrest warrants for John Brennan, James Comey, James Clapper. Issue arrest warrants for them. Invoke the Insurrection Act. Declare a national emergency. Use the power of the presidency to take out the deep state, which would, of course, completely shut down CNN, the New York Times, the Washington Post, all that garbage. They would be over because all they are now is extensions of the deep state. Maybe we can have a fair and free election in 2020 for a change. Maybe we can have a fair and free press for a change instead of the crap that we get right now, which is, of course, you know, nothing but bias and propaganda. So Trump's got a lot of options on the table, but make no mistake, things are going to get more chaotic very, very soon. Well, gosh, you're already seeing it. I mean, look at the insanity of these Democrats when they read this report in the press that, oh my God, Trump conspired with Ukraine. Not really. Didn't happen. The transcript has already been released. There was no collusion. There was no quid pro quo. But the Democrats go crazy and they just start screaming, this is the worst crime ever in the history of all crimes in the whole universe. We have to impeach him now. Impeach him or we're all going to die. we're going to die in 5 years. Actually, that's the global warming hysteria, but they'll just use that too, because that's what they've been, you know, that's what Democrats have collapsed to at this point. It's just a bunch of insane, mentally ill lunatics screaming about how everybody's going to die if you don't do what they demand, basically. But think about how insane they are and think about what they're willing to do. Think about the fact that they are willing to kill anyone, to smear anyone, to destroy anyone. They're willing to fabricate fake news. They're willing to, you know, they're willing to take down tall buildings, literally, as we saw in American history, in order to strengthen the deep state and to make sure that they have the power to surveil you and that they have the power to destroy you. And that's what they've become. We are no longer a republic. Trump is trying to bring it back. Trump is trying to reestablish this country as something that has a working justice system and a limited intelligence community that doesn't run everything. You know, Trump is trying to bring back a basic honesty in the media by attacking those who are dishonest. And that's why Trump needs our support in 2020 and beyond, of course. He needs our support. If you want your freedom, if you want anything left in America that you value, civility, the rule of law, real justice, anything, you need to support President Trump and you need to oppose every Democrat in America. And if the day comes that those traitors are arrested, whether those traitors work as fake journalists in the media or fake operatives in Congress like AOC and Tlaib and Omar and so on, if all those people end up behind bars, that will be a great day for America, because that's exactly where they deserve to be. They are liars, they are fraudsters, they're con artists, they're terrorists, they are traitors, they're communists. They hate this country and everything America stands for. And that's why we have to stop them. And the best way to stop them right now is to support Trump and vote Democrats out of power at every opportunity. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here. You can read my website, newstarget.com. And of course, join Brighteon.com to express your free speech or post your own videos or watch other people's videos. That's the new platform, the alternative to YouTube, where your free speech is protected. Many new features coming very soon to that site, by the way. So check it out at Brighteon.com. Before we get into the next segment, reminder that this is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. We have a fish oil alternative for those who don't want to take in fish-based products, many of which are heavily contaminated with mercury. We have a product called Ahi Flower. It's made from plants, and it's a fish oil-like supplement with many of the same essential fatty acids and the same beneficial effects on your body, but it's made from plants. It's lab-tested for heavy metals, glyphosate, and microbiology to make sure it doesn't contain E. coli or salmonella or anything like that. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. It's good for your health, and it's clean.